February 6, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Are you ready to be offered? I am already being poured out as a drink offering. 2 Timothy 4:6, Revised Version. I am ready to be offered. It is a transaction of will, not of sentiment. Tell God you are ready to be offered. Then let the consequences be what they may. There is no strand of complaint now, no matter what God chooses. God puts you through the crisis in private. No one person can help another. Externally, the life may be the same. The difference is in will. Go through the crisis in will. Then when it comes externally, there will be no thought of the cost. If you do not transact in will with God along this line, you will end in awakening sympathy for yourself. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. The altar means fire, burning and purification and insulation for one purpose only, the destruction of every affinity that God has not started and of every attachment that is not an attachment in God. You do not destroy it, God does. You bind the sacrifice to the horns of the altar and see that you do not give way to self-pity when the fire begins. After this way of fire, there is nothing that oppresses or depresses. When the crisis arises, you realize that things cannot touch you as they used to do. What is your way of fire? Tell God you are ready to be offered, and God will prove himself to be all you have ever dreamed he would be. That's the end of Oswald's text. One of the obvious evidences of the fact that we are not where God wants us to be in our relationship with him is the matter of complaining that we do at the various circumstances of our life in which we find ourselves. These may be opportunities that seem to be withheld from us, or just the tribulations of life, sickness and death. But God chooses to use us, but he wants to use us in a way where we are completely satisfied that his way is okay, even if his way is a way that includes much difficulty, heartache, sorrow, pain, and other trouble. The way of God is not necessarily a smooth way. The way of God is not necessarily a financially lavish way. The way of God is how he can bring the greatest glory to himself in the circumstances in which he finds us, when we are available to let him live through us. However, to come to a place of intimacy with God, there is no options. It must be a matter of our choosing, our purposing, the matter of our will. I will become intimate with God. I will surrender myself to God. That is the only part that is mine, that I must will to be there. I must will to be his friend. I must will to be his lover. I must will to be his servant and available to him. The will often gets in the way when I will serve God. I will do great things for God. I will purpose to serve God. I will bring others into the family of God. When I'm willing to do things for God, I am not at all in relation with him. I am rather selfishly absorbed in myself and what I will do for God to get some form of credit or affirmation from him. So when you're considering to will to do something, will to do only one thing, and that one thing is to be intimate with God through Jesus Christ and completely abandoned and available to him and completely satisfied regardless of the circumstances he takes you through.